we have completed the Sunnah and Nawafil, participating in the program requested to come forward. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد الله ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, before commencing the tilawat of Yasin Sharif, the intention that we should be making is that we will be sending, inshallah, the tawab of this recitation to all the marhumin, all those who have passed away, and the deceased that has passed away. We should make that kind of an intention that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the reward and tawab. Allah ta'ala's treasures of rewards are unlimited, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send that reward to whomsoever He wishes. There is no limitation in the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make it a habit that whenever we think about our near and dear ones who have passed away, whether it's our parents, grandparents, our teachers, our elders, certain individuals in our lives that have shaped our lives, that our muhsineen that have passed away, whenever we think about them, we should make it our duty and our habit to at least recite, for example, 3 times Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, and make the intention and say, Allah, send the reward of this to this deceased individual who has passed away. Sometimes it happens, a person in his life, there's something that he does or some action that he takes, and then suddenly his mind goes to that individual, that, you know, certain brother in my life, or whether it was my father or whether it was the person's uncle, you know, he's the one who taught me about this particular aspect. And immediately a person feels indebted. A person feels a kind of an obligation. So we should immediately send that tawab to that individual. Look at the beauty of Islam, that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it is not that a person has to go to that grave of the person and then only he can send isal tawab to that person. Otherwise, if that was the case, how depressed a person would have felt if, for example, that individual's near and dear one passed away whilst on board some ship, and because of that his body had to be thrown into the ocean. Now, which grave is that person going to be able to go to? Sometimes it happens that there is a fire or an explosion or there is an earthquake and the person cannot find the body at all. Sometimes the body is never found. So now, does it mean that person, because he cannot find the body or he cannot reach the body, so does it mean that he cannot send the dawab to that particular individual? Now, wherever we are, a person is in his home, a person could be thousands of miles and kilometers away, but he can send that isal-e-tawab, to that near and dear one. We should make it a habit. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that when we leave this world, there will be somebody that will recite on our behalf. So this indeed is a great thing. And this is really what, respected elders and brothers, what those that have passed away are looking forward to. This is what they really need. This is what they really want. It is not the wealth that has been left behind, but it's these kind of a'mal and actions and activities that inshallah will benefit the marhumin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill the graves of the person that has passed away. May Allah Ta'ala fill his grave or her grave with nur. And all the marhumin of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Yasin wal Qur'anil hakim. المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون
لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم كل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاء المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا من تحتها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملت أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل من في فلك يسمعون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون فخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ بالصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا ممن قبلنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم أزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا 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 من رب رحيم وامتاز اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضلت منكم كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون يصلونها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللنا لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى هو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ahmad. Tonight we have gathered mainly to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make and engage in some zikrullah. So therefore the purpose of tonight's gathering is not for any bayan, but just in order to condition ourselves and to once again remind myself and all of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a specific goal and a purpose. As we have heard over and over again from the various speakers, the various programs, whenever the Alan is given, our success lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we expand on it and we give a little bit of an explanation, then basically it means that at any given moment, which command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused upon us. That is the true essence of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person is constantly conscious of the fact that which command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused upon that individual at any given moment.
So for example, the time of Fajr Salah sets in. At that point, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that the person gets up from his warm bed, he braves the cold for the menfolk, and he attends the salah in the masjid with jama'ah. That is now the dhikr of Allah at that time. Now that person says that, no, I'm going to sit down in my room and I'll take out my tasbih and I will be making some zikrullah on my bed, and that is it. So now we will say that this person has not truly understood what the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. At that moment, the dhikr of Allah is that the person must go out and engage and participate in the congregation and perform the salah with the rest of the jama'ah, the jama'at of Muslimin. So at any given moment, the person becomes conscious that which command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is focused upon him. Nevertheless, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed is a very great thing. Nabi Kareem Sassim said in one hadith sharif that everything has got a cleanser, a purifier. We see in this world the person, he is a mechanic and he works with grease. So now he will have a certain kind of a chemical that he rubs it on his hand and you find that all that grease is completely removed. So that chemical that he used, it was able to degrease his hands and completely clean it and purify it. In the same way, everything has got some kind of purifier and some kind of cleanser. In the same way, our hearts, respected elders and brothers, as we engage in the mundane activities of this world, the person goes to his business, which is something totally permissible, which the person, inshallah, will be getting reward and thawab for. But we know that the business environment is such, the bazaars, the marketplace, these places are such, that the person, he gets engrossed in the activities of this world, and there is a great possibility that the person will start forgetting his true purpose in this world. Now the person needs to strike that deal, or he needs to make this business transaction and that and this. And then the person slightly becomes heedless. There's a little bit of negligence, that's that dirt that settles on the heart. That negligence that starts settling on the heart. And then that negligence sets on the heart and it becomes more and more and more. Until eventually the person becomes totally ghafil of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the extent that now it no more worries him if he is fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. So hence there is a need for him to immediately, as soon as that little bit of ghaflat settles on the heart, he immediately applies this cleanser of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thereby he purifies and cleanses his heart. Until the person reaches that point, respected elders and brothers, that his heart becomes completely clean and pure. May Allah Ta'ala bless me with that heart, we don't have it. But when a person gets that kind of a heart, respected elders and brothers, then as soon as that person commits a sin, even accidentally if the person commits that sin, then he immediately perceives it. Like how a person who is wearing a white kurta or white clothing. So now, if a person has to put one little dot on that white garment, or a little bit of grease falls on that white kurta, so from a distance already you'll be able to pick up that there's some dirt on you. You'll notice it immediately. And the person who's conscious of his cleanliness, you see this kurta is dirty. Yet it's only one little spot that appeared on that kurta, but he feels as if that entire kurta is dirty. So he says, you know, take it out, get it washed, get it scrubbed, remove this dirt from there. Yet it's just one simple spot. But on the contrary, the person who's wearing, for example, brown clothing or dark clothing, now he perhaps has got enough spots all over the shop. Nobody even is aware of it. He's not even aware of it. Why? Because the garment has become darkened. So hence you find, of course, this has got nothing to do, respected elders and brothers, with the color of the complexion of the skin. That has got nothing to do with that. Just today in the madrasa we were discussing with the pupils with regards to the Sahaba-e-Kiram when they initially accepted Islam. At that time when they had accepted Islam, they didn't get any roses or any hugs or embraces. Today somebody has to accept Islam, you find the whole congregation, everyone was like Musafaha, Mu'anaka, people will give him some gifts. When those Sahaba accepted Islam in Makkah al-Mukarramah in the initial days, then instead of getting any kind of garlands or flowers or gifts, what did they get? They got cursing, some of them were tortured, some of them were called names, and some of them were even made shaheed. They were even martyred for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst those individuals who accepted Islam in those early stages was none other than Hazrat Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, an African slave. But yet subhanallah, despite that, and despite all the challenges, and despite being beaten up, and despite being a slave, what came out from his heart? Ahad, ahad, ahad. That's why we mentioned to the pupils, that if today, if for argument's sake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to give Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu life, we find that if the imams of the haram come to our shores, then you find that the masajid are packed. Sometimes there's no space. Everybody's body is flocking just to go and see that this person is the imam of Haram Sharif. He's the imam of Makkatul Mukarrama, Sheikh Sudeh, Sheikh Shureh, whoever it may be. You find thousands of Muslims go to try and attend that salah. So imagine if it is said that the sahabi of Rasulullah has a Bilal radiallahu anhu, Allah is giving him life. He's just coming for 2 days to Durban and he will be in this particular masjid. I'm sure, respected elders and brothers, people will fly down from Cape Town and from Port Elizabeth and from East London. Every single Muslim will want to have that opportunity just to look at the Mubarak face of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. That is why Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to address Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, used to say, Ya Sayyidi, O my master. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on one occasion said that I heard the footsteps of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu in Jannah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him that what do you think is the cause of this? As Bilal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, nothing much, but one thing I know, that whenever my wudu breaks, I immediately renew my wudu and perform 2 rakat salah. So this was the, and we can give an entire bayan on Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. That is why when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu purchased the freedom of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and presented Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to some riwayah, he did also an exchange. He had a Roman slave who was white in color. And he did an exchange. He says, you take this white slave and you give me Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. And then he presented Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have bartered and exchanged my white slave. That Roman slave was a disbeliever. He was a idol worshipper. He didn't accept Islam. He said, I have exchanged my white slave with a black heart for this black slave who has a white heart. This slave has a white heart. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, that has got nothing to do with the complexion. Sometimes we, unfortunately, many individuals suffer from this racism and prejudice. There is no place for that in Islam whatsoever. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you look at those who were around him, some were from Persia, some were from Rome, some were from Khurasan, some were this place and that place. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam was that deen that created a brotherhood across the board, a brotherhood full of diversity. And Allah Ta'ala has declared in the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala does not look at your color. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Allah Ta'ala does not look at the wealth. Allah Ta'ala does not look at the family lineage. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the taqwa within the hearts. The most noble in the eye of Allah is the one who has got the highest degree of taqwa. And this hajj, we are known that people are going for hajj. Look at on those plains of Arafah. Whether the person is a king, whether the person is a mufti sahab, qari sahab, or the person is a lawyer or a doctor. Everyone is equal. Every single person. And this is the beauty of Islam, that it unites people across the board. So nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, the person who has got a garment that is dark in color, so now he will not be able to perceive any dirt on it. This is the condition of our hearts. That when we commit sins and guna, and when the negligence continues and continues, eventually the heart becomes darkened. The heart becomes full of darkness, spiritual darkness. Until eventually when the person commits sins and 2 sins and 3 sins and he can go to the cinema, disco, theater, gambling, then he doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel anything. He's just like one fly sitting on the nose. But that person who made the dhikr of Allah, he made tawbah, he made istighfar, he is trying to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Now that person, even if he commits a small mistake, a small error, that entire day he feels upset, he feels bad. He says, what has happened? How could I have done something like this?
Why did I cast a glance of this nature? Why did I admire this woman? Why did I cast those lustful glances? Why did I speak a lie? How could I have lost my temper in this manner? It bugs him. This is a good sign. This is a sign that the heart has been purified. And now the person it's upsetting him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that kind of clean, pure heart. And when the person then attends these majalis, and he again engages in the dhikr of Allah, and then he makes tawbah and istighfar, then it is as if a light has been switched on. Like how when a person walks into a room that is dark, and then he switches the light on, immediately he feels that brightness, he feels comfortable, he feels at ease. In the same way, that person who makes the tawbah and he repents before Allah Ta'ala, then it's as if there's some kind of a switch in his heart. He can perceive now, suddenly there's tranquility in his life, there's serenity, there is peace. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should not only be doing once a week or once in a while. We should try and engage in the dhikr of Allah constantly, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the person has committed a sin accidentally, immediately, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, forgive me. How could I have done such a thing? So that on the day of Qiyamah, we know that that ground upon which a person has committed a sin, on the day of Qiyamah, that ground will give testimony that, Ya Allah, this particular banda has committed a certain sin on me. Now if the person made istighfar and tawbah, inshallah that same ground will say, but Ya Allah, he also made tawbah and istighfar. The one will wipe out the other, inshallah. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of the dhakireen, of those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true sense of the word. And we make dua that Allah ta'ala grants us a clean, pure, as they say, musaffa, mujalla, muzakka heart. A heart that is absolutely clean and pure, purified. And the person who gets that heart, respected elders and brothers, then you find that that person becomes an individual who people become attracted to. His wife will love him. Those who come around him will be attracted to this person because of the purity of his heart. He doesn't have any ego. He doesn't have all these spiritual maladies because he is completely purified in his heart. Hence Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, that indeed that individual who has purified himself, he is really a successful one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that purification. Let's engage in this. They mentioned the Hadith Sharif that La ilaha illallah laysa la ijabun dun Allah, that between this kalima and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no barrier. Therefore, when we're reciting this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that it is going directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from there Allah ta'ala's rahmah, tajalli are being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts, and when we say illallah, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hearts. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, imagine and contemplate that you have a tongue in the heart, a tongue in the mouth, both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contemplate and imagine that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, the walls of this masjid, every single grain of sand on earth, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wajib to say Jalla Jalaluhu in the first one.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. أو كريم الله رحيم الله مسلمين الله. Ya Allah, through your fazl, through your karam, Ya Allah, you have gathered us here tonight, Ya Allah, on this night of Jum'ah, Ya Allah, to take your great name, Ya Allah, to engage in the tilawat of your kalam-e-majeed, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept the tilawat of the kalam-e-majeed, Ya Allah. O Allah, send the thawab, Ya Allah, the rewards of our recitation, Ya Allah, to all the marhumeen that have passed away in the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, from the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who have passed away, Ya Allah, make their graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive their sins, Ya Allah. Turn their sins into good deeds, Ya Allah. O Allah, anyone in the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is undergoing some difficulty in his grave, Ya Allah, alleviate it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the morning till the evening we engage in so much of gunah and sins, Ya Allah. So much of negligence, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have violated the rights of so many individuals, Ya Allah. We have not fulfilled your hukuk and your rights, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humbleness comes over here. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum gande hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sharminda hai. Ya Allah, but we have regret and remorse, Ya Allah. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of everything, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. Nothing was hidden from your sight, Ya Allah. You heard every statement that we made, Ya Allah. You are watching us, Ya Allah. But how tolerant you were, Ya Allah. Had it been any other Allah, the moment we committed a sin, Ya Allah, you would have destroyed us, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, from the morning till the evening we commit sin, yet you shower us with so many bounties, Ya Allah. We use the eyes that you have blessed us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to violate your very commands, Ya Allah. We use our tongues, Ya Allah, to violate your commands, Ya Allah. We use the energy in our bodies, Ya Allah, to break your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Our children, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Our spouses, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, dil'ata farma. Ya Allah, give us hearts which are clean and pure, Ya Allah. Our hearts are full of malice, Ya Allah. Full of pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. Ostentation, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so much of greed and miserliness in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, selfishness, Ya Allah. Bless us with the qualities of selflessness, Ya Allah. Of generosity, Ya Allah. Of sympathy, Ya Allah. Of kindness, Ya Allah. Of humility, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are hardly, Ya Allah, so much of pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. So much of egos, Ya Allah. So much of quarrels and arguments because of this ego, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with humility, Ya Allah. Let us be the first to ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Let us humble ourselves for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who injured him, Ya Allah, those who injured his sahaba, Ya Allah, those who injured his near and dear family members, Ya Allah, yet Ya Allah, when they came to him and asked for forgiveness, he said, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Today there will be no revenge, Ya Allah. He forgave, Ya Allah, those who caused him such injury and pain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, why are we not willing to forgive others, Ya Allah? Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, Ya Allah, his head was low down, touching the saddle of his animal. He was tearing and thanking Allah for this great bounty. Ya Allah, we achieve a little in our lives, Ya Allah, and we become proud and arrogant, not realizing that every bounty we have is nothing but your favor upon us, Ya Allah. Allah, let us realize that we are absolutely nothing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to kuch bhi nahi hai, Ya Allah. We are nothing in front of you, Ya Allah. You are our Malik and our Khaliq, Ya Allah. If you wanted, you could have not created us in the first place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with so many ni'mas and bounties, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Change the direction of our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much of misery in our lives, Ya Allah. So much of anxiety and restlessness, Ya Allah. It is because of our sins and our disobedience, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with tranquility, Ya Allah. Give us the realization, Ya Allah, that we will only find tranquility and serenity in your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we obey you, Ya Allah, you will bless us with happiness within our hearts, Ya Allah. Satisfaction within our hearts, Ya Allah. Fulfillment within our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, guide the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, guide the youth of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who are doing the works of deen, Ya Allah, grant them ikhlas and istiqamat, Ya Allah. Grant them the tawfiq to work within the parameters of shariah, Ya Allah. Jitne bhi deen kaam ho raha hai, sabko qubool farma, Ya Allah. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept it, Ya Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. The work of the khanqas, the madaris, the makatib, the masajid, Ya Allah. All the works of deen, Ya Allah. Unite, Ya Allah. All the branches of deen, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite, Allah. Unite, Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sazam is suffering in different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Alleviate the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware all the good desires, the aspirations of each and every individual who is raising his hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty, pain, taklif, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah, alleviate it, Ya Allah. Allah, this masjid, Ya Allah, keep it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, qaim and daim, Ya Allah, till the day of qiyamah, Ya Allah. Make it the markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. All those, Ya Allah, who are assisting this masjid, Ya Allah, making effort, Ya Allah, to make this masjid abad, Ya Allah, give them good health, Ya Allah. Bless them with afiyat and salamati, Ya Allah. Bless them with hasana fi dunya wal akhirah, Ya Allah. Protect this masjid, Ya Allah, from the hasad of the hasidin, Ya Allah. From the fasad of the mufsidin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless this masjid with unity, Ya Allah. Make it, Ya Allah, a markaz of unity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from disunity, Ya Allah, discord and friction, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. And then all I have this of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka, Ya Rasool Allah. Cause our soul to depart, Ya Allah. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai to jahan bhi ho barkat wali maut naseeb farma. Wherever it may be, Ya Allah, give us a death of barkat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we have raised our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Do not turn your glance of rahmat away from sinful ones like us, Ya Allah. There is no door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can see the regret and remorse within our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.